We'll now open the physicians panel. Dr. Lawrence is seated and ready to begin. This next panel that we've scheduled, the doctors panel, I take it as almost a perfect metaphor for the difficulties that a new paradigm in therapy has in making its way into medical acceptance. Although we've contacted very many doctors here in the United States whom we know are prescribing low-dose naltrexone, and we'll hear later from the pharmacist panel that there are thousands and thousands of prescriptions going out, you're going to see physically present here today only one medical doctor licensed in the United States, and his name is David Gluck, M.D. So that says something. A couple of doctors have written letters, and I am going to, from the U.S., and I hope to read those momentarily before introducing our guest panelist. I just want to remind you about the wonderful tale of stomach ulcers and peptic ulcers, and how many decades it took before the world of U.S. medicine and Western medicine accepted this crazy idea that Helicobacter pylori, this little bug, could exist in the stomach and somehow be the cause of ulcers, and that you take antibiotics and your ulcers go away. You drum that kind of idea out of the medical society. I'm afraid we're seeing something analogous to that today with this wonderful medication. Let me read you, in their absence, letters from two physicians. I'll excerpt them a bit, both from the States, and each had conflicts, they said, and they couldn't be here. Dr. Raymond Chang, it's worth reading his background because it tends to add weight to the letter he wrote. He received both his BA, magna cum laude, and his MD degrees from Brown University, where he was elected Phi Beta Kappa as well as Sigma Chi. He subsequently completed postdoctoral training at Waterbury and New York hospitals, was a diplomate of the American Board of Internal Medicine before joining Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center to direct its acute care department. He was on the Faculty of Medicine at Cornell Medical College, an associate attending in the Department of Medicine at Memorial Hospital, and an associate member of the Sloan Kettering Institute till 1997. In the mid-90s, Chang developed what is acknowledged to be nationally one of the most complete programs in alternative medicine education at Cornell Medical College. In 97, Ray started the Meridian Medical Group here in the city, and he's their medical director. The clinic is an affiliate of the 501c3 nonprofit Institute of East-West Medicine. I spoke to him. He said he was sorry that he couldn't be here. This was back in mid-late April, but this is what he wrote. He said, "I have prescribed low-dose naltrexone for a number of years for a wide variety of cancer patients. It is generally well-tolerated, and I have seen no apparent toxicity. Its potential benefits, as well as minimal risks and costs, justify further research into its mechanisms of action, as well as its clinical potential as a most interesting adjuvant anti-cancer agent." I know we haven't talked too much about cancer so far today, but I thought that was a potent letter. Interesting that way out in the plains of Kansas, there's a family practitioner, Bob Sager, and Bob wrote to us. He said he couldn't be here, but he wanted us to know what he was doing in his practice. He said he started using low-dose naltrexone in his office in May 2004, and since then he has about 30 people on it, and about 20 continue to take it daily. He says he's used it in the following patient types. Fibromyalgia was number one with him. "Most of my patients using it daily have fibromyalgia and have found it gives them relief from the fatigue, the pain, and the brain fog. Some of them have had remarkable improvements, better than anything else I've ever offered them. There have been rare side effects." He describes having a few patients with MS on it and found that two had significant sleep disturbances and wouldn't continue, and the third had incredible improvement, feels the best he's felt in years. And one young woman, he says, who did not have MS, had a very rare form of an untreatable skin disease which he describes, which was a very difficult thing. And he said, over a period of months, all the lesions have healed and fewer new ones have formed. And now he's begun trying it with a patient with rheumatoid arthritis, and the results weren't seen yet. And he says all his patients on maintenance are using either 3 or 4 milligrams at bedtime, and gets it compounded by his local pharmacies. He said, I certainly will continue to use it in my practice and would recommend it to other physicians as an adjunct treatment. So we thank Bob for writing in.